Aaron Kennan with us now, co-founder, CEO, Clear Harbor Asset Management, Stamford. Paul thinks we're going to talk bonds, yep. equities. Yep. The Miramichi, New Brunswick. You are one of the huge supporters of something dear to my heart, wow. which is the Atlantic Salmon Federation.
What is that?
Everybody's out with the grizz in the Pacific. And this is a huge deal. You people are bringing the salmon back that moves from our many rivers, including the Miramichi up in Canada, and they wander over to Greenland to feed, don't they?
Absolutely, Tom. I didn't expect this
as a
topic. Neither did Alexis, but that's okay.
But it's a wonderful organization. It's a really a joint venture of sorts between, you know, a Canadian board and an American board.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be on the American board, and we're just trying to save the wild runs of Atlantic
salmon.
Is
it succeeding versus the successes out west?
We're trying to preserve the habitat. There are a lot of variables. One is aquaculture. So we're, you know, the idea of eating wild Atlantic salmon in a restaurant is non-existent. So if you ever see that on a menu, please let the chef know that's either an illegal fish or a misstatement on the menu, because we know that aquaculture is negatively impacting the Atlantic salmon runs. We can bring aquaculture on shore, and that would actually change the dynamic significantly, because then they wouldn't intermingle with the wild populations of Atlantic salmon. And why does that matter? Because when they reproduce with wild Atlantic salmon for three generations, they lose their natural compass to go back to Greenland,
right.
and then make their voyage back to their home river.
12 more seconds on this, and
we'll
then Paul wants to jump in here with this. When you go into the store, should you buy wild salmon or aquaculture salmon?
If it's land-based aquacultured salmon, which most salmon you'll see in the store is not, because it would be more expensive, you would want to eat wild, sustainable salmon. And that may be more of a Pacific type of salmon,
yeah.
like a king salmon too.
Right.
But you will not see wild Atlantic salmon in a store.
Did you expect this?
I did not. I have nothing to add other than...
You came in on the Sikorsky this
yeah,
morning.
Exactly.
Why don't you pick it up with Aaron Kennan of Clear Harbor Asset?
Aaron's got a day job as well. He manages money for folks here. Aaron, 2025, everything worked. Stocks performed well. Bonds had high single-digit returns. Commodities had some nice returns. How do you set the slate for 2026 when you talk to your clients?
Yeah, well, if I was here a year ago, which I was on television in February, okay. I mentioned the value of thinking about going abroad with the equity exposures and not just owning the market cap weighted S&P 500. I think that trend generally continues, but we have to really think under the hood about the sector exposures that really represent that view. And that is that sort of pro-cyclical shift from growth to value from a stylistic standpoint, but you know, owning materials, owning industrials, owning energy, and even the defensive name that didn't work last sector that didn't work last year, consumer staples, okay. is working this year, and that's why equal weight S&P is up about 6 or 7%,
yep.
and market cap weight's barely up.
So, I mean, is that predicated on lower interest rates, or is that more predicated upon, I don't know, some fiscal stimulus come in with one big beautiful bill? Is it just the earnings power of corporate America? What's driving that?
I think there are a bunch of variables, Paul. I think one is valuation. Those were the sectors that were, you know, very small representation within the S&P 500. You know, materials just over 2%, energy just over 3%. So the smaller exposures do not require a lot of dollars to see a boost in those names. So that's one thing. The other is this build out that we still anticipate seeing on the manufacturing industrial side in the United States. The big beautiful bill is also, you know, very stimulative in the sense that it's giving 100% full expenditure deductibility at the business level.
What's your actuarial assumption right now of equity performance given umpteen years of double digit? Do you buy the Goldman Sachs thesis of a regression to low single digit?
I don't know about super low single digits, but we are moving downward in our anticipation. When we're doing planning for clients, we're putting a cash flow analysis together for our client base. We're not looking at the past. We're thinking about what the future looks like. We're looking at forward multiples, not what they were 5 years ago, Tom. And so if you look at that and you have an S&P at 23 times, to sort of suggest that you're going to have double digit returns over the next 5, 7, 10 years, seems like a rather aggressive assumption to make for clients.
What are you doing in the bond market here these days? Because in 2025, solid high single digit returns. In 2026, should I just be thinking about clipping coupons here?
It's interesting. I was looking at inflation breakevens this morning. I think the 10-year breakeven's at about 230. The 10-year treasury yield is at about 410. It gives a little bit of cushion there to suggest that, you know, owning the market, particularly the belly of the curve, makes some sense. I think the front end at 350 or just below 350 with Fed funds at 350, the market's sort of telling you that, you know, the Fed and the 2-year tend to be aligned over, you know, 12 months or a rolling cycle. And the market's sort of saying the Fed doesn't need to do much here. So we're staying from a quality perspective in treasuries, mortgage-backed securities, some shorter dated investment grade, a little bit of high yield that looks interesting. But, you know, the idea is this is the shock absorber in a multi-asset class portfolio.
Yep. Am I channeling like the salmon eggs Benedict at St. Ambrose's?
Oh, I think you could.
Up on Madison
Avenue
today.
Solid choice.
I think I am. Don't be a stranger. Aaron Kenneth, thank you so much for this commitment to the Atlantic Salmon. Moving money at Clear Harbor Asset Management, Stamford, Connecticut. Wonderful to have him in.